U.S. Embassy personnel in Monrovia are getting additional security from a specially trained Marine anti-terrorist team. Their mission will be to protect the embassy and provide assistance should the State Department order an evacuation of the remaining U.S. personnel. Three ships carrying more than 4,000 sailors and Marines are moving to the Mediterranean to be available in case a larger-scale operation is ordered. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
The U.S. Ambassador to Liberia, John Blaney, asked for the Marine reinforcements this week when he saw how the fighting in Monrovia was moving closer to the U.S. Embassy. Elements of a Marine Fleet anti-terrorist security team, known as a FAST unit, were already on standby in Spain, waiting for an order. The first of three helicopters carrying those Marines flew in via Sierra Leone yesterday, even as mortars were exploding around the embassy. Meanwhile, preparations are underway for a much larger military intervention. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld over the weekend ordered three ships carrying 4,500 sailors and Marines to get in position for a possible Liberia operation. The three ships have been off the east coast of Africa. They're now steaming toward the western Mediterranean, where they'll be ready in case they're needed to carry out a large-scale evacuation or spearhead a peacekeeping force. For more than 3 weeks now, President Bush has been considering a possible U.S. intervention in Liberia. Defense officials say a key issue is what other West African governments can do on their own. Countries in the ECOWAS group, the Economic Community of West African States, have already committed up to 3,000 troops to help enforce a ceasefire between the warring factions in Liberia. Speaking at his ranch in Crawford, Texas yesterday, President Bush said the United States is monitoring the situation in Liberia closely.
We're working with the United Nations to affect policy necessary to get the ceasefire back in place. We are working with ECOWAS to determine when they will be prepared to move in the peacekeeper troops that I have said we'd be willing to help move in to Liberia.
State Department spokesman Phil Reeker said yesterday the deployment of a U.S. peacekeeping force in Liberia hinges on several conditions.
First and foremost, there has to be an end to the violence. There has to be a ceasefire. The people of Liberia are not going to benefit from this kind of violence, this type of indiscriminate firing, what we've been seeing in terms of mortar rounds and gunfire. So that's got to stop. They've got to keep up with the ceasefire to which the parties agreed, and we'll continue to watch on that basis.
President Bush has also said the Liberian president, Charles Taylor, would have to step down and leave the country before he'd consider moving U.S. troops in. West African countries would have to agree to join the peacekeeping effort at some point. A defense official says one problem here is that the ECOWAS group is likely to need at least a month to get its own peacekeeping force organized and into Liberia, so U.S. peacekeeping troops conceivably would be on their own there for a while. It could turn out to be a messy operation. Retired Marine Colonel Gary Anderson, a veteran of the Somalia intervention in 1993, says if he were commanding a Marine force on its way into Liberia, he'd want the Liberians to understand what they're in for.
They need to know what's acceptable conduct and what's not acceptable conduct. If you show up on the ground and point a weapon at a U.S. Marine, you probably better expect to die. If that's not clear to them before you go in, somebody's probably not making things as clear as they should be. That's the kind of guidance I would like to have laid down so people understand what it is they're getting into on both sides.
The 4,500 Marines and sailors now headed for the Western Mediterranean won't be ready to move into Liberia for about two more weeks. In the meantime, administration officials are working with the UN and others in the region to arrange a new ceasefire between the rebel and government forces, and to persuade Liberian President Charles Taylor to leave. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.